Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you today?
Good. Welcome back, everybody, to Great Minds Drink Alike. I'm here with Grandma once again, and we are still sipping and enjoying our Raphael Vineyards wines. How is it today, Grandma?
Delicious. Delicious. Nice and refreshing.
All right. Cheers. Today we're having a rosé of Pinot Noir. What do you think?
It's good. You have to let it sit. It gets nice and flavorful.
Yeah, the flavors definitely develop over time. It's like interesting because it's kind of tastes like a Pinot Noir.
Right.
But it's a rosé. It's like, I guess Pinot Noir grape. Mm-hmm. How is it like rosé? Like,
I don't know, but I don't understand. It gets more flavorful as it sits.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, everybody should go check out Raphael Vineyards, located in Peconic, New York, on the North Fork of a Long Island. It's the sunniest spot in New York State. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's one of the fewest places on the East Coast that can properly ripen European wine grapes. So basically, like, all their wine, it tastes like you're in Europe. So you're in Europe, but you're on Long Island.
Oh, well, okay.
A taste of Europe right in your backyard.
Exactly.
Right in your Long Island backyard. So I suggest everybody go check out Raphael Vineyards. This one is good. My favorite is still the first one we had, the red blend.
Right.
But the red blend, the Malbec, and the Rosé of Pinot Noir are all great choices. And we have one more bottle from them next week that we'll be using to sponsor this podcast. Right. So thank you to our sponsor, Raphael Vineyards.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon.
Yes, we'll have to go check them out. It really does taste like a French wine.
Yes.
That must be, that's...
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah, that's very accurate of them to tell us.
I guess they got it right.
Yes, I think that the terrain is very similar to a European terrain. Therefore, it makes grapes.
Right.
That are like European grapes.
Yeah. Would you like to own a vineyard?
Would love to.
You grow the grapes?
That would be like my dream job I could think of. Dreamiest dream job I could ever think of. What an amazing life.
Right. I know.
You live hard work. On the vineyard.
Hard work, what?
But you don't have to like commute anywhere. You just like work on the vineyard, right. And like.
And do they have the barrels there where they put the wine in the barrels?
I mean, I'm not a winemaker, but I'm pretty sure you have to put the wine in barrels
to
age
it. Yeah, that's what they do in California when we went on the winery.
I'm not sure if every wine is barrel aged.
Maybe the new one, maybe they do metal now with the new regime that they do.
Some are steel barreled. Some are oak barrel, but I don't know, like, if every single wine needs to be aged in a barrel. Like, I know, like, Cabernet is probably aged in a barrel.
Right.
Like, Chardonnays, because they have, like, oaky flavors.
Right,
which come from the barrels.
Right.
But I don't know if, like, is rosé is not aged barrel?
When we go to see them, we'll have to ask them. Show us the...
Yeah.
How you make it.
Yeah, maybe some are just aged in the bottle.
I don't know. Usually not, but I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Are you a winemaker, Grandma?
Yeah. Well, no, but when I was in when we were in California, we went to about 3 wineries. And they showed us, you know, the barrels and the corker. And, you know, there's a special man who comes who corks the barrels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in California, they all have the wooden, you know, the regular old-fashioned... Yet I went on Long Island to a winery and they showed you right there, it was all steel barrels.
Mm.
You could see the makings of the wine, but in steel barrels.
But you're saying the one in California was oak barrels?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to say it's probably a difference of the type of wine because California is probably a lot of Cabernet and Chardonnay that they're making, which is always aged. Say typically aged in oak barrels of what I know,
uh-huh.
of what I read on the back of bottles of wine,
right.
which is all I know.
Right. Well, I only know because I went to California with the wineries, and then I went to Long Island on a few, and we when we walked in one, and I don't remember the name of it. It was all steel barrels.
Okay, so what we need to get on the podcast is like a wine maker, a wine connoisseur. Well, tell us all about how to make
wine. The proprietor who owns the wine. Who owns the winery, they know how to do it.
Right, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, wine, but they're a winemaker. We need a winemaker.
Right.
We need to get a winemaker on the podcast.
Okay.
Where can we find one?
In the winery.
All right. I'll work on it. If anybody's a winemaker, you can reach out to us.
It's probably somebody who lives on the property or close.
Oh my gosh, Grandma, you're coughing in everybody's ears.
I'm sorry. I'm joking. Anyway.
So what's new, Grandma? How are your real estate endeavors panning out for you?
Very good. We have so many people coming through the house. So many people want to buy a house. It's unbelievable.
The housing market is outrageous.
We had somebody that, I was cooking dinner and she came, popped her head into the living room. I come to see the house. I said, what? Oh, it's an open house. I said, open house was last week. I said, you can't come in. You have to call the agent. It's on the telephone number. It's on the square seat. Oh, but I'm here now with the buyers. I said, well, I'm sorry.
Wait, did they make?
She didn't make an appointment. I don't know what made her think that she was going to get in. So she had to call up the agent, and then she came the next day.
Oh my God.
I know, it's been a challenge.
She probably lied. She probably just was like, let's go look at this house.
Right. And then another guy came in, he wanted to come in. I said, you can't come in, you gotta call the, came in with all his kids. It was all in the, all the yard. I said, what are you doing?
But they were there without an agent? They just
I sent them home. I said, look, it's 3:00. She'll be here 3:30, so. They stayed till 3:30, and then she came, and then they came in and looked at the house.
Oh my God! Who are these people?
A lot of people from Long Island, Queens. A lot of people from Forest Hills. Some people from Brooklyn. There are a lot of people from Brooklyn. So they all live in apartments, and I guess
there's a lot of people want to move out to Long Island. They want to move out to other areas. They want to move out of the city. And
they said it's congested and there's no place to park.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know this is true about the city.
So it's been we think we might have a buyer. They're very nice people. In the medical field, 2 children. And maybe we'll go to contract next week. I don't know.
Probably will. This is great. Very exciting. Then we can get into the new beautiful facilities at where are you moving?
Sutton Landing.
If you guys want to sponsor this podcast, you can.
Right.
And then we'll say amazing things about them.
Right. Well, you know, they seem to be on television advertising.
Yeah, they really are everywhere on the TV.
Really? I've only seen them once.
So how's everybody feeling about your move?
I don't know.
Is everybody being supportive?
I think so. Yes, they're a little sad, but yeah, most of them are happy. You know.
What's sad?
Well, you know, the memories we had here with the backyard, with the parties, with the treehouse, with the swings. You know, we had a lot of parties back here, and the Christmas Eves that we've had here. But you know, everybody.
Yeah, but you don't really do those things anymore. So
I can't because there's too many. You know, Everybody, some people are married, some people are engaged, some people are going out with people. They have other families. So it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, but you haven't done, like, holidays here in so long. Like, it doesn't even, like, we just don't do that anymore. Like,
well, I had a couple of times. After Daddy passed away, I had a couple of parties here. But with
yeah, but you don't really do Christmas it. Like, Eve. Other, like, it's no. Not really, like, a part of our family anymore. Like,
no, because it's too difficult. I'm by myself. It's hard. The girls have to take me shopping if I do anything. And they want me to come to their house. It's easier for me to go to their house, go to your house.
Yeah, Louie's grandma, who is
I think 89 or 90 or something like that. She still has Christmas Day every year.
Right.
But like, it's not, I mean, I think it's just like their tradition, but like, it's not like she does much. It's not like she does all the cooking or the cleaning or anything. It's everybody else who does it.
Well, that's all right.
No, it's fine. It just feels like, I don't know, it'd be easier just to do it somewhere else. But that's their tradition, so they're like obsessed with that.
What's our tradition? I really don't know anymore.
We don't really have a tradition. We don't really do holidays at a specific location. But like his family does that. That's like specifically, Christmas is specifically only there.
Oh, okay.
At the grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
So if our family was like that, I could see how it might be upsetting for you to move, but we're not really like that. We kind of just like go where the people are.
Exactly.
So I think it's fine. Like, that's,
I had a lot of, we had a lot of things here when Poppy was here.
Well, yeah, when Poppy was here, you did more stuff, but that's because you had,
I had help. I had him and I had the car and I had him to set the tables up and all. But,
yeah, you put Poppy to work.
Right. But now, you know, it's we got a lot of memories, so, but a lot of good memories. I mean, I'd be happy if somebody came in here with kids and the house would be filled with like a lot of fun and joy again.
I'm sure it will be. I'm sure they will have a great life here.
Right. I mean, it's a nice house. They liked how it was kept. They thought it was a well-kept house and it was up to, you know, date with most of everything.
Yeah. But I'm sure they'll have a great time here and they'll have apple bobbing contests.
We had the Halloween thing. Oh my God, that was so funny. And we had the Christmas. I was looking at the pictures when you had the noses, the Christmas, the Rudolph noses and the ears. You don't remember that? Oh, you were young.
One year somebody dressed as Santa.
I had to hire him.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
You hired him?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anybody in the family?
Mm-mm. My brother used to come around when the kids, when your mother and father were young. But when we had him, I hired him.
Oh my God. Wow, Grandma, you're bougie.
Yeah, but he was very, very
hiring
nice. And the kids loved him.
Hiring entertainment for Christmas Eve. And then I remember he came in and everybody started singing Jingle Bells. And I didn't know the words, and I was so upset I started hysterically crying.
Oh, God. Why didn't you know the words of Jingle Bells?
I didn't know the words, and I felt left out, so I started crying.
Oh, my God. You have no happy memories of anything in here?
No, like the apple bombing contest.
Right. And we did. Remember we painted the pumpkins in the dining room table?
I don't remember that part, but I believe God. You. Remember the trick-or-treating?
We used to,
in the dark, like, seems kind of dangerous.
I gave you all flashlights. I bought you all new flashlights. And an adult went with you. And then we had pizza.
What did the rest of the adults do? Just drinking wine?
I don't know what they did. We sat around waiting for you to come back, I guess. Ordered the pizza. Cleaned up the mess. I don't know. But it was fun. But there was a lot of good memories here in this house. But it'll be more memories somewhere else.
Yeah. I'll get a house and then I'll have parties, Grandma. Don't worry.
Well, that's what I mean. Everybody got, you know, they all got separate families and, you know, places that they had to be. And it's a lot different when the kids start getting older. You know, they're not, you know, when they're young and they're not married, they're just going out, we're having it here, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you have one kid. But then after a while, it gets, like, difficult for the kids. You know, I don't know how your grandmother gets all the kids to come, because I know my kids, they're all busy. Well, who lives in South Carolina? Who lives in New York? Who lives in Florida? It wouldn't
you
be that
Louis's
easy.
You mean Louis's family?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, that's just what they're just...
Yeah, but how do they all get it together? I mean, they all live far away, I'm sure.
No, so it's only the people who live in New York who go. It's right. Not like, because she has other grandchildren and stuff that don't live in New York, so. It's only the people who live in New York.
So if you go, you have to do half the cleaning?
Basically, yes.
Oh my God.
That's how it works.
What do the men do? They don't help?
No, I swear, Grandma.
Oh my God.
Last time I was at the grandma's house for something. I don't know, some dinner, whatever, a few months ago. I like made Louie stay. I was helping his aunt and the grandma clean, and then he was like, all right. And he goes to leave the kitchen and said, no, you stay. Mm-hmm. This is your family. You help me.
Right. So did he help you?
Yes.
Right.
Because I made him stay.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And that's how you do it.
That's it.
That's how you do it, ladies. Just tell them what you do.
That's it. Well, they should. He should. It's his family. It's, you know, not right.
That's what I'm saying. Definitely like a beachy wine.
Right. Oh, here, where we are at the beach. Oh, nice.
Yeah, if you close your eyes.
You see the ocean. Take a sip. Oh, nice.
I feel like I'm in Montauk.
With the rough waves.
Tastes like a wine Aunt Joanne would have.
Imagine being in Montauk now with the weather. It's so cold here. It's colder up there.
But if you're closer to the ocean, doesn't the ocean regulate the temperature?
I don't know.
I learned that in science class.
Maybe you're right.
It was definitely colder in upstate this weekend when I was there.
Right. Okay. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely colder. Because the further you get away from a large body of water, the either colder or hotter it is, depending on the time of year.
Oh, so Christopher must be cold in Boston.
No, because he's near... I mean, it is cold in Boston. It's colder than it is here, like, but it's kind of similar because he's near the ocean. Boston's on the ocean, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
I've never seen any ocean when we were there.
Boston's on the ocean. Oh my gosh. I gotta look on a map. It's definitely on the ocean.
Really?
Yes. Please hold. Boston. Yeah, well, it's on the bay.
Buzzards Bay.
Massachusetts Bay. It's like, yeah, it's like right on the coast.
I don't know. When Kai was in school, there was almost snowing the whole time.
Yeah, there's still snow, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like... Like, in Connecticut, it's where the house is in Connecticut, it's colder because you're all the way up north. You're not near a large body of water.
We're near the lakes.
But the lake is not a large body of, I mean, I guess the lake is a body of water, but it's not like the ocean is a bigger body of water. Like, I don't know. That lake is not like Lake George or like...
Is it a man-made lake?
A what?
Man-made lake?
Yes. Oh. I guess it also is man-made... Is it a man-made lake? I think it is.
I don't know. Lake George isn't.
No, Lake George isn't. What else isn't? Lake Ontario. It's a really big lake. Oh my gosh, Lake Ontario is a huge lake.
That's where the Finger Lakes are, aren't they? Ontario, Erie.
See, like, lakes you can see on a map, I feel like that's a large body of water. Lake Ontario, like, bigger than a state. Lake Erie, Lake Huron. Oh my gosh, these are a lot of lakes. Lake Michigan is a really big lake.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really Lake Superior is huge. No. These are the Great Lakes.
Well, they used to call them the Finger Lakes.
No, the Finger Lakes are in New York.
Where are they?
Like
Lake Erie is in New York, Lake Ontario.
Look, these are the Finger Lakes.
What's the names of
Seneca Lake, Cayuga?
No.
Yeah. Owasco.
Lake Ontario is one of the Great Lakes. Skaneateles.
No, Grandma, those are the Great Lakes. There's five Great Lakes. There's Finger Lakes, which are in upstate New York, like Western. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Great Lakes, which are different. They're much, much bigger.
Wow.
Like, look on the map. These are lakes.
Right.
They're massive. Incredible. Anyway. But not as big as the Atlantic Ocean, you know?
No, I don't think so. I have no dress ready for any of these weddings next year. Oh,
God. Grandma.
No, it's just that Thanksgiving comes, Christmas comes. Everybody's Christmas shopping. Oh, my God.
I can't think about what I'm going to wear to a wedding in, like, 8 months.
No, we don't have
any. I don't even have clothes, pants to wear to work tomorrow.
Well, you got January wedding.
Yes, but...
And then you have June.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what I'm wearing to that wedding. That one's much closer.
Right.
You know?
I know, it's getting crazy, right? Is his brother Nick going to that wedding too? No, is this his friend or his cousin?
No, it's his friend.
Oh.
Just me. I won't know a single person there.
Do you have to?
No. Kind of like that. It's fun.
Just
enjoy yourself. Like make up stories. Like maybe I'll make up things about myself and just go around and talk to people.
Well, why can't you just tell them your regular things? That's exciting enough.
No, because I want to do something entertaining. I want to entertain myself.
Oh. Did you see Adele last night?
So I saw a little bit of Adele. I was at Louis's house, and well, I thought that I was just gonna go over there and just gonna like watch TV, and then I went over there and there was a party going on because it was Grandpa's birthday, and all these people showed up. His uncle showed up with like his new girlfriend, who she has like two babies, like she has three-year-old twins,
right?
And they're just very, very loud. Ooh. So it was like a lot.
Oh my God,
a lot. It was a lot. There was a lot going on. But then they all left because the grandma wanted to watch Adele. She's like, I'm gonna watch Adele, and I watched a little bit of it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, she's such a loud singer, but sometimes I couldn't understand what she was singing.
She's definitely aren't all singers loud? Like, it's the whole point, they're projecting their voice. Isn't that what singing is?
Yeah, but sometimes the words weren't there. She's just like that. She holds her notes very long.
You mean she's a good singer?
She's a good singer. Well, I don't know if it was her accent or maybe it was just because she was out. I think it was an outside concert.
It was.
So,
what are you trying to say? That she was too loud?
A lot of things I couldn't understand what she was saying because she was.
You couldn't understand what she was singing because it was too loud?
Yeah.
She was.
Like she was screaming so much.
Interesting.
Did you watch any of it?
I watched some of it. I mean, I didn't think she was screaming.
Her regular ones, her long was fine, you know. The one she goes in. But then a couple of the ones that she just made up, you know, she just wrote. The new ones.
The new ones you didn't like because they were...
Couldn't understand some of the words that she was singing about.
Because she was being too loud.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm
crazy.
That's
hysterical.
And she had an interview with... Oprah.
I saw some of the Oprah. Yeah. Oprah really.
I can imagine she lost 100 pounds.
I didn't think she lost that much weight. That's
she
a lot.
She said she lost 100 pounds in 2 years.
That's insane.
But she doesn't look skinny now. But I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine having 100 pounds on her.
What do you mean she's so skinny?
Well, not when she was having, she said she lost 100 pounds. I don't remember her ever looking like she was that much, that she was that much weight.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that's surprising that she lost 100 pounds.
I don't know, that's what she said anyway.
I never would have thought she would have had 100 pounds.
That's what I mean, I don't know where she would have had it.
Maybe she just was in all the right places.
But she says she presses 160 pounds. That's a lot of pounds.
With her legs?
Her arms, I think. I think her arms.
I could press 160 with my legs.
Well, you can?
I could do more than that. I could do like 300.
Really? Oh my God, you people are good.
On like the leg press machine.
Oh, I think she did
not it with her like arms. On my back.
I think she did it with her arms.
Like,
but anyway, she was
like this. It was like,
yeah.
I don't know things yeah. about the gym.
But she did good. She says she likes the gym. She's, you know, she was very, you know, she was talking about how her separation, her divorce.
So what happened with her divorce? Did she say? What's the story?
She just said that she told her friend she wasn't happy. And she told her son, who was at that time 6, he said, "Don't you love daddy anymore?" And she says, "I love him, but I'm not in love with him." I don't think the 6-year-old understood that exactly, but that's what she told him.
That's what she told her 6-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, how depressing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he asked, "How come you don't love don't you love daddy anymore?" He lives across the street from her anyway. I don't know how big. Across the street, I don't know where across the street is. I don't know if like it's a mile away or.
Where does she live?
I guess California. I don't know.
Probably.
I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh, Adele. Well, she made a great album out of her divorce, so.
Right, those are the songs she was singing, a lot of those songs.
Right, I guess it's worth it.
Well, she's seeing somebody.
She made money, she made her money back then out of the money she probably lost in the divorce.
She's very friendly with him, her ex-husband. But I think she was going with this fellow, Richard somebody.
Richard somebody.
I can't remember his last name.
Let's look it up. Who is Adele dating?
Richard something the name.
Please hold. Let's see. Rich Paul, Grandma. Very close. Adele and Rich Paul's relationship timeline inside their jackpot romance. I don't know who this guy is.
It must be some kind of something to do with her.
Someone like him. Adele is the queen of emotional breakup songs, but in her real life, she's been more successful at finding love. The Grammy winner was first spotted with her boyfriend Rich Paul in July 2021, attending Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. So that was their first time in public. A source exclusively told Us Weekly at the time that the duo had been dating for months before the game. He's very shy and keeps a low profile when they go out, whereas Adele is super sociable. The insider added, noting that the pair managed to stay under the radar by mingling with the same inner circle. The people they hang out with know them both personally already, so they don't have to introduce each other, which is probably why nobody picked up on their relationship sooner. 2 months later, the couple made things Instagram official when the Easy On Me songstress shared a photo of the duo dressed up to attend NBA star Anthony Davis's wedding to Marlon P. All right. Paul is a sports agent. Yep, so he's a sports agent. So interesting for her. All right, so there's the story. She's dating a sports agent. I don't know. What do you think about that? Don't you think she should date an artist?
I think she should date whoever she finds attractive and can find happiness with.
Okay. That's very politically correct of you, Grandma.
But anyways, that's what's going on with her. We should put a light on, I think, huh?
Yeah, it's pitch black in here now.
Well, which one? Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Oh, whoa!
And then there was like
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She looked good.
Yeah, she looked incredible. I loved her dress with like the
That dress was very flattering.
The she kind of looks like
she has a tattoo.
Oh, well, how scandalous of her. We know how you feel about tattoos, Grandma.
Right here, she has beautiful nails.
Oh, I loved her nails. Yes, I want to have her nails.
Very pretty color. It was like a, I don't know.
Wasn't it like a French?
Maybe, but they were pinkish.
I feel like it was French, an almond-shaped French.
French? Was that, yeah. The tips were like white, but then there was like a little pink on the base.
Yeah.
They were very attractive.
Yes, they looked great on her.
But she did good. She did well. And then she's her son, he was in the audience. This is the first time he saw her perform, but that's not true.
Why?
Because the last time she was on TV and she performed in New York at Madison Square Garden, he was there because she showed him.
Oh my gosh, Grandma, you got the...
So, I don't know
You caught her in a lie.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
I'm surprised.
Adele's a liar. Why would she say it's the first time that he saw her performing?
I don't know, maybe she forgot he was there.
Maybe she was going through a lot when he was there.
Yes, she was. That's when she cried in the elevator.
In the what?
It's a performance. She was so emotional. She was in the elevator. They saw her walk to the elevator, and she was crying in the elevator.
After she performed?
Mm-hmm.
Why was she crying? Because of her divorce?
Emotionally. No husband. Her ex-husband, who was her husband, was with him in the elevator.
And?
She said, they said, well, the thing, the next day was, she was so emotional.
Yeah, but I wonder what she was emotional about.
Singing in front of the, I guess, Madison Square Garden.
Oh. And probably because she wanted to get a divorce.
Well, I don't know if she wanted to get a divorce then.
When was that?
I don't know. Maybe 6 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe 3 years ago? 3 years ago she got a divorce.
Oh, was it that long ago?
I don't know exactly.
Well, you know so much about Adele. I didn't know you were such an Adele fan. Maybe it's a grandma thing. Are all grandmas big Adele fans?
I don't know. But anyway, and then the guy, I don't know who he was. He proposed to his girlfriend on part of the show. These people have been gone together for 7 years, and he blindfolded her and took her to the concert. And he got on his knees and he proposed to her.
At Adele's...
concert.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hmm. In fact, I didn't see it because on TV, I didn't watch it, but they said that they were going to be on, I think, the NBC or someplace to discuss how they felt. But I didn't watch it. Who knows?
Well... I'm happy for Adele. I'm glad that she's thriving and that she has a new boyfriend. And
I'm glad she found happiness, whatever it was that she had to find it.
Yeah, I hope that everything works out for her.
It will.
I'm glad.
But anyway, she writes her own songs. She writes her own music. I mean, the songs, not the music.
Yeah. They're beautiful songs.
Right. But... When you see her in concert, she's there alone by the mic, you know, very, but you know, then you got the singers, the backup singers, and you got the orchestra, and you got the piano player. God, how much money it must cost before they have this concert.
That's why it's so expensive to go to a concert.
It is. Well, you figure, well, those people, they got to pay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so much. Like, so much goes into a live production.
Exactly.
It doesn't seem like it, but so much goes into it.
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was worth it. I'm glad I watched it.
Everybody's talking about Taylor Swift, too, now. Did you hear?
I heard something, but I don't know what I heard about him.
Well, she's releasing all of her music she's re-releasing all of her albums again.
What does that mean?
She I'm gonna sneeze.
God bless you.
Thank you. She's re-recorded all of her albums. Okay. And she's re-releasing them all so that she owns the rights to the masters.
Oh. God bless you.
Oh my gosh.
That's like someone who's having trouble with a father, is it? No.
Taylor Swift. Yeah, that's Britney Spears.
That's Britney Spears.
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on in music world this weekend.
Yeah, you know who's going to... is it Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga? They're going to do a special in November. I think it's in November.
I feel like they've done that before.
They said this was going to be his last one. I don't know why. I mean, he's 90-something years old, I guess, but this was going to be his last performance. I don't know. It said the last show he's going to do. Her and him together.
Wow.
They did it. No, this is a new one, I think.
They've done it before in the past, though, I think.
Maybe.
But Taylor Swift, so she's re-recorded all of her albums and she's releasing them one by one because she wants to be able to get, like, basically, she wants to have the ownership of the songs.
Oh, all right.
So she make all the money off of all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's doing that and she's adding more songs to the albums that like didn't make it to the original albums. Oh. And she's like doing the songs like the way she wanted to do it. And like the Swifties are going crazy.
Wow.
The Swifties are like the Taylor Swift
right
people.
I know who the Swifties are.
Have you heard about them?
No, but I figured it out.
They're wild.
Really?
Yeah, they're very intense.
Ooh.
Very intense fans.
Oh, right.
The Swifties. Oh my god.
I don't know. I didn't hear that she's going to do a special on TV. I guess she's
No. She just had this album released. She should do a special though. I mean, she probably will do something. So yeah, she released this album like the other day. And there's one song that's like, was not a single like necessarily off of the album when it first came out, but it was like the Swifties' favorite song.
Oh, what,
the Swifties were obsessed with this song.
What's the name of it?
All Too Well. Hmm. And it's basically about her relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
You know who that is, the actor?
Mm-hmm.
So they dated when she was like 19. This is all supposed, like, the fact that the song is about him, you know, is like not confirmed, but like it's about him.
You think it's about
him? Everybody believes it's about him. So she was 19 when she dated him and he was like 30 or something like that. And he like, you know, broke her heart and she wrote this song and like he really seems like piece of shit when you listen to the song.
Right.
Which I thought he was, because what are you doing dating a 19-year-old? Like,
how old is he?
30.
Oh.
It's like if you're 30 and you're dating a 19-year-old, like you obviously enjoy having like power over somebody. Like you obviously enjoy having like control over somebody,
right?
Because you're not going to date somebody that much. Not only that it's like 11 years younger, but the fact that she, like, you're still like not, you're not mature when you're 19, you're like a child,
right?
It's like the fact that you want to date a 19-year-old is like you want to have control over somebody. So anyway, it's kind of weird,
right?
So she rewrote the song and she wrote a 10-minute version of the song, so it's very extended, much more details. And a music video to go with it, like a 15-minute music video.
Hmm. Is it on the radio?
I don't think they'll be playing the 10-minute version of the song on the radio.
No, but they might play part of it.
Yeah, so there's like a regular version she put on the album, and then she put the 10-minute version. So, yeah, so we just like, I was away with my friends this weekend, and we just like sang that song the whole time.
Oh, God. You know the words?
Yeah, well, I knew the words because the song was, you know, came out 10 years ago.
You know Jingle Bells, but you know that.
Yeah, that's the truth. I do.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I would say Adele's a better artist than Taylor Swift.
Oh, she definitely, yeah.
She's like insanely talented.
Yes, she is. She's always been, but
yeah.
I mean, when she first started.
And she's always seemed so much older than she is.
I don't know how old she is, but she does look older.
Well, this album she wrote is called 30, because she wrote it when she was 30.
So you mean she's only 35?
No, I think she's like, Adele, I think she's like 32 or something, 33.
Oh my God, she doesn't look that young.
I know. Let's see. She's 33. I was right.
Wow.
So she wrote the album that just came out. It's called 30. Because all her albums are called the age she was when she wrote it.
Wow.
So I think it's like 18.
So then she's divorced 3 years.
Yeah. Let's see. I know she has an album 21 and 25. Yeah, I think that's it. It's just 21. Oh, no, she wrote she's 19, 21, 25, and 30. Those are all the names of her albums.
20, 21, 30. Okay. Well, she started very young then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when her first album. She's 33 now.
She's 33, so. Oh, let's see. And is that 21?
Her first album is 19.
That's all 20 something years she's been writing music.
What?
She's been writing music for 20 something years?
No, like 15 years.
20.
Oh, 19. No.
So just say 20 to 30. 20? Yeah, 30. That's 10.
Yeah, so good for Adele. We're very happy for her. I'm sure she was waiting for our approval.
Well, she says she's not opposed to getting pregnant again, having another baby.
Oh, well, she should. She's very young.
I mean, she's not opposed to it, but if it doesn't happen, she's all right with it too.
Oh, you have all the tea. You know all about Adele now.
Well, so that was her interview, but you know how Oprah is. She goes up to throat.
Oh my gosh.
New call 631-220-18.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She I was watching a little bit of the interview, and Oprah is just really, like...
She goes after her.
Right. She's almost like a therapist, Oprah. Like, yeah. She asks a question, anticipating... It's interesting. And then she has different questions, like... She's just a good interviewer. And then right. She's able to analyze her answer to ask, like, the next question.
Right.
Like... And get so deep. Like, she gets so deep so fast. How does she do that?
That's what her job is, I guess. But did you see the rose garden and the tea house that she had? Beautiful rose garden.
That's Adele's house?
No, that was Oprah's house.
They did the interview at Oprah's house? I feel like they usually do it at the...
No, they did it at Oprah's house. Her rose garden, beautiful garden. And then she said, and that's my tea house. She has a tea house on the
What's top. A tea house?
It's just a place with shelter where, you probably sit down and read a book or it's almost like a...
For tea?
I think it's like a gazebo, but this is called the tea house.
Do you have tea there?
You can.
Is it like open?
Yeah.
Like is open air?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Where was I? I was somewhere. Where the hell was I? I don't know if I was in... Was I in Nashville? We went to this rose garden that had a little stream, very pretty, and then it had the tea house on top.
That sounds lovely. I feel like Lisa Vanderpump would have that.
Right. It was very pretty, very nice. And of course, Oprah's was to the tea, you know. I mean, the one she has, she can have a beautiful rose garden and a tea house.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, she's insanely rich.
They were sitting downstairs with the two chairs and a little round table with a little greenery on top of the coffee table.
Oh, my gosh.
Very attractive. Very
How
nice.
Lovely.
Yes, they did a good job.
Well, I want to go to Oprah's house. Think I'll make it there one day.
Were we invited? I don't even know.
I think we could be invited.
You think?
We'll send her this podcast.
Maybe. She looks different every time I see her.
Oprah?
Yeah.
I mean, she's always changing her look up.
Yeah.
You know, she's got to keep it fresh.
She got her hair down. She had the eyeglasses on. Well, you couldn't really see. She was sitting down most of the time in a white. They both had white on. White pantsuits.
Yeah. Just got to keep it fresh, Grandma, you know?
Yeah. But she was talking to. Oprah has that girl, the Wayward Girls Home, doesn't she?
I think so, yeah.
So she's pretty popular. She's into things. You know. Not getting married and stuff like that. She follows her career.
Oprah, We should all look to Oprah for how to live our lives. Career first.
Gotta have the money to do it.
Yeah.
You gotta make it.
I'm gonna make money and be
however
rich.
However she made her fortune, I don't know.
What do you mean, her talk show?
Yeah, but I mean, how she got started and when she...
Oh.
When she pushed the button to be successful.
I don't know the trajectory of her career. I mean...
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
I mean, I don't... Maybe 10 years ago you heard about her? I mean, do you think longer than that?
Oprah?
20 years ago?
Like, 40 years ago.
Really? You're
like,
40 years old, so how do you know?
Her talk show was popular in like the 80s and 90s, no?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I've never seen that talk show.
Are you serious?
I never saw a talk show.
First episode, September 8th, 1986.
Okay.
That's 35 years ago. She's been, like,
20 pop... years, something years ago.
Grandma, that's 35 years
96,
ago. 96, 2006.
2016
plus 5. Yeah. And it
she
ended...
She doesn't look that old.
No, she doesn't.
How old is she?
'67.
Wow, just looking.
No. I wouldn't have thought she was 67. I would have thought she was older.
Oh, she might have lied.
The internet doesn't lie like that. I would have thought she was older because that means that her show, she was 32 when it came out. Like, I would think, right? 32. I feel like talk show hosts are a little bit older to become so popular.
That's what I said. I don't know when she pushed the button to be popular. You know, I'm sure in the beginning of her career, she was doing this and that like what everyone else does, flip-flops around.
She did not look... She always looked the same, though. She looked the same at 32 than she does now.
Well, that's good for her, then. She kept her youth.
Yeah. Oh, Oprah. I used to love to watch the Oprah show when I was a kid.
I don't think I ever saw it. I already know. I read some of her books. Not the book that she wrote them. The books that she recommended.
Oh, her book club, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Oprah. I love Oprah.
She got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
Nothing scandals ever, I never heard anything about, but.
No, she's a very smart lady.
So that's good. I mean, you know.
Oprah just makes me feel at home.
Then I guess that's what she does good at.
Yeah.
She must be good at that.
Yes. I think we have to wrap up the podcast.
Okay.
Wrap it up on a note of Oprah.
That's right. And a success to everyone.
Yeah, Oprah, so inspirational. I hope everybody goes into this next week, this next weekend, thinking about Oprah and all she's accomplished. And you can accomplish all that too, right, Grandma?
Right. Adele accomplished it. Oprah accomplished it. There was.
We could do it. I'm going to do it. We could do it. Just be Oprah.
Well, be yourself. Be popular and be smart.
And by being yourself, you're being Oprah, because Oprah is always herself.
That's right.
Okay.
Keep following anyone else's footsteps. You just got to be yourself.
Yeah, but you can be inspired by
people. You can be inspired, yes, by their success and how they act towards their success.
Yes. So be yourself, but be like Oprah. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. See you next week.